Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show will recap some of the news here. The Browns, their training facility remains closed. Team is continuing to prep for Sunday's wild card game with the Steelers virtually while awaiting additional test results. The Miami Dolphins and their offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey, have decided to part ways as well. Adam Schefter was on a Boston radio station, the Greg Hill Show, earlier today, and he said the most natural spot for Cam Newton would be Washington if he's going to leave New England. As for what that contract might look like, Shefty says 2 years with incentives of $40 to $50 million. And I wondered, when Ron Rivera went there, why he didn't want to bring in Cam Newton. I can't imagine that Cam Newton is going to be able to go out on the open market and go, hey, did you see what I did in New England? 2 years, $40 to $50 million. He had 8 touchdown passes. Mahomes has that in a 2-week period. Yeah, see.
Based on what he was working with, though,
yeah, of
if you prorate that, it's actually 56 touchdowns.
Well, he won 7 games with them, right?
Again, that's worth another $15 million right there.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't realize that, but I would have thought that his value would be diminished a little bit there. Because it wasn't long. It was last week when I think Cam Newton was asked questions about, you know, would he accept a role as a backup here? Now, all of a sudden, 2 years, $40, $50 million here? What am I missing on Cam Newton? With the influx of first-round draft picks at that position, and you still have the Carson Wentz situation, you don't know what's going to happen with Matt Ryan or Matthew Stafford or Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, there's quite a few coaching situations, Mitchell Trubisky, where you're not quite sure. I'm not giving Cam Newton that kind of money. Yeah, McLovin.
Is it, well, he had no training camp. He didn't get to know the system. He came in late. He proved he could be healthy for a year. I don't know. There are a lot of reasons you think he could be better. Also, he looked really good against the Jets in week 17. I don't know if that means anything.
He did look good.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that his arm didn't fall off, the guy's been through everything physically.
Albert Breer was on first hour of the show. He is a senior NFL reporter. He works for the Monday Morning Quarterback. And I wanted to know, because he had a tweet prior to the Eagles game against Washington. And he was basically setting us up for, hey, don't be surprised if the Eagles don't try to win this game. And then he showed a picture of Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner. A lot of starters, a lot of healthy scratches there. And I asked Albert Breer, was he joking about this tweet that he sent out prior to the game?
I think that the decision on the way they handled that game was organizational. I don't think it was Doug Peterson's alone. And I think the awkwardness of it, the awkwardness of the way that that happened, I think absolutely calls into question the way this was handled. It looked sloppy. And I think you can make the argument too, Dan. This is an easy argument to make, right? Like, if that happens in a 1 o'clock game, do we notice it? Maybe not, right? Like, the fact that it was on that stage on Sunday night, the 256th game of the year and all of that played into it. But, you know, I think the handling of the 17th game, the handling of week 17 for the Eagles was an organizational decision, and Doug Peterson's execution of it, I think, you know, absolutely calls into question what their motivation was, especially because this was a 3-point game. Again, if Washington's leading by 14 points there, we're not talking about this, right? It was a close game. Jason Kelce had said what he said last week. And I do think the front office is cognizant of where they're picking and what could be on the line.
So that's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, senior NFL reporter. And then I also asked him about the Rams situation, because the Rams, only 3.5-point underdogs going to Seattle, which is surprising. That Jared Goff with a broken thumb, I don't know if he's going to play. Doesn't feel like he's going to be able to play. Sean McVay is not tipping his hand either way. But I thought John Wolford played pretty well in that last game. And if I'm looking at that Seattle, you know, defensive line and their ability now to get after the quarterback, I certainly have to look at John Wolford as maybe a little bit more advantageous going up into Seattle, where he's going to have some escapability, it feels like. Yeah, Paul.
It also seems like Seattle's every game's a close game. Games are favored to win. Games are supposed to lose. They never run away and take off the Seahawks. They're always, you know, 13-17 to start the fourth quarter.
Here is Albert Breer on the Rams starting quarterbacking situation. The Rams situation, when are they going to find out who their quarterback's got? Or does maybe Sean McVay know who his quarterback is?
I think Sean McVay knows who his quarterback is. I mean, I talked to John Wolford after the game on Sunday, and he said to me that, like, he really knew last week, like Monday or Tuesday. And I don't think it got out till much later in the week. If this was a regular season game, I don't think Jared Goff would play. Obviously the playoffs put a you know, different layer of intrigue on all of this. My guess would be they're going to get John Wolford ready to be the starter with the hope that maybe Jared Goff can go. But again, the way it worked last week, John Wolford knew really early on, like, this, that this was going to be his show. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Rams have a very, very strong idea of which way this is going, and that John Wolford and Jared Goff have an idea too, because they're the ones who have to prepare for it.
All right. So that's Albert Breer, first hour of the show. This program brought to you by the Dunder Mifflin family has found a new home. The Office is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. You can stream all of the episodes. Or you might be a newbie to Scranton, but you can stream every episode again and again. Sign up peacocktv.com. Stream now. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Congratulations to Devontae Smith with him winning the Heisman. You also had, three Alabama Crimson Tide players in the top five. I think that only happened one other time, and it was during wartime with Army. I don't know. You know, people talk about Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis. So, the two great running backs at Army, but nobody ever talks about the quarterback at Army. And he finished fifth. His name was Arnie Tucker. So he finished fifth in the Heisman balloting. Glenn Davis won it. Doc Blanchard finished fourth. And then last night, Devontae Smith wins it. Mac Jones is third. And Najee Harris finishes fifth. Yes, Paul.
When you said that, had three guys from a team ever been invited to the Heisman in the top five, you know, the team that popped in my head was USC. I was wondering if Leinart, Reggie Bush, and Lendale White. Lendale White, I don't know what his stats were, but he seemed like a vital player. Obviously, he wasn't in that list, but that was the three people I thought of.
Who's that wide receiver they had, too, that year?
Jarrett?
Oh, yeah, he was awesome. Dwayne Jarrett was awesome.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Didn't he go to Carolina?
I think he was a second-round pick.
Yeah. Check Lendale White. I thought Lendale White had like 24 touchdowns that year. Like something crazy. And he went to Tennessee as well. Yeah, Paulie.
Lendale White had had 1,300 yards and 24 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Was not a Heisman finalist. Jeez.
You're starting to see these comparisons, whether it's fair or not. But then nobody ever said this sports world is fair. Matt Leinart and Tua Tagovailoa. And the comparison, obviously both left-handed, not considered strong arm quarterbacks, accurate quarterbacks, smart quarterbacks, but all of the weapons that they have. And is Tua going to be viewed the same way Matt was? You know, because Matt didn't live up to the billing when he went into the NFL, but is Tua going to have... He's got another year here, it feels like. And you got a new offensive coordinator here. But do the Dolphins at number three owe it to the Dolphins and their fans and franchise to look at a quarterback? It's crazy to think it. And nobody's going to tell you the truth inside of what somebody is actually feeling. But, you know, you're not quite sure. Teams move on. Arizona moved on from Josh Rosen because... Cliff Kingsbury found his quarterback. And Rosen wasn't very good. But remember all of the hype with him? And then he just disappeared. You know, even trying to hold on to like a third string spot someplace. But I wouldn't rule it out with Miami, with Tua. You got to do your due diligence. And maybe somebody wants to trade with you in that number three pick. But... I think you'll see those comparisons that might emerge with Tua. But and even McLovin talked to me about it. He goes, you know, it feels like we're putting more pressure because of what Justin Herbert did. And I said, yes. And Joe Burrow, yes, we are. And we're not being fair to Tua because of the injury that he suffered and then trying to come back. But then when Trent Dilfer comes out and talks about just glowingly about Tua, and Trent's a smart guy. Trent Dilfer's a smart guy when it comes to assessing quarterbacking play. I firmly believe that. And he was working him out. Now, maybe he was overhyping him. But Tua, you don't realize sometimes the arm strength or lack thereof until you get to the NFL. Because when's the last time you watch a college game and you go, man, good things he's got a strong arm? Everything's wide open. I mean... How many times did you go, man, he had to fit it in there? It's just, you sort of guide things. Like Mac Jones, I have no idea. I truly don't. Everybody's open. I don't know.
Yeah, Mac Jones is never like running for his life at Alabama.
Yeah. You get to the pros and then all of a sudden you go, oh, man, he's got a great arm. Or, man, he doesn't throw it as hard as I thought. Like everybody's caught up in Mahomes and Josh Allen, that they can throw the ball as far as Uncle Rico. You know, but it's not that important until you get to the pros. In college, you just don't assess somebody that way. Now, the scouts do, but we as fans, if I said, what kind of arm does Mac Jones have? You don't know. You don't go, man, that guy can throw. Like Justin Fields looks like he's got a great arm. And Clemson's defensive backs would probably agree. Yes, McLeod.
But Mac Jones does throw like 40-yard passes all the time. Like they bomb it downfield. But it's never like a tight pass.
But I can throw a ball 40 yards downfield, McLovin.
Right. I that's what I'm saying. But it's not like he does. He's a dink and dunk quarterback at all.
But can I throw it 20 yards into a tight window?
Yeah.
Can I throw my wide receiver open? Like that's what I want to know. And I don't know if Tua can do that right now. He doesn't seem to have a physical presence. And it became a little more obvious, I think, in the NFL. Maybe you get a new offensive coordinator in there. You know, with Chan Gailey, that changes things. I still have Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Ryan Fitzpatrick can still play at a high level. Not consistently, but at a high level. This is a team that has been built strategically. And now the next step is you have to make the playoffs. Like next year, you have to make the playoffs. Or it's been, you know, a disappointment. Well, let me get some phone calls in here. Brian in California. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year to the boys.
Thanks,
you guys
man.
Are doing an awesome job. I'm a Steeler fan, of course, all old school. I remember talking to you about your 67 Corvette a long time ago. That shows back how old I am.
Yeah.
My Steelers, I feel like this year, I mean, we've been no bye week, right? Titans got COVID. The other team, what's the other team that got COVID that postponed?
Tennessee.
Do you think this could happen again?
No, they won't post. I don't think they can, Brian, and thank you for the phone call. But I did wonder about that yesterday because the Steelers, you know, got jockeyed around here. No other team was affected more by not having COVID than the Pittsburgh Steelers were in dealing with COVID. But I can't imagine. I have not heard anything. Todd, did you hear back from Mike Florio on is?
I have not just yet.
Did you forget to send him an email?
No, I did send him a note.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay. Pinky swear?
I pinky swear.
Paulie, check with Florio, see if he got an email.
I think Frenzy said it. He would use more vague terms. I believe I did say it. That's what he would say if he didn't. Why'd you think it? I'm pretty sure I did.
Why
I was
I send it?
In the process of sending the email right now.
Who would send it if you asked to send it?
I had intended to. I wasn't sure you.
You do have some standard phrases that you
it just
use.
Just gives it away. I couldn't be on a witness stand or anything.
Well, if I say to Fritzy, "Have you reached out to the commissioner's office?" I was just about to.
Yeah.
That means no, but I'm going to. That keeps it vague.
No, he does a great job.
It's smart.
He does a great job.
Keep it vague.
He's very loyal. He does a great job. He's my new best friend.
Yeah. You guys still going out after work now that we're all back? Are you guys just going to?
I said that if he started lifting again, I'd be a spotter.
You did say that.
Like, I'd stand right over him as he's doing the bench press. Like, I'd get a little closer than I should.
You wouldn't wear those Peter King shorts.
Though, I would wear those really tight shorts.
I asked you if you wanted to do like the Lady and the Tramp thing with the Built Bar where we kind of both nibble on each end until we meet in the middle. That wasn't something you were interested in.
No. I had Todd pick out the menu for Meat Friday. It's a surprise, but I had Todd. We're going to do mac and cheese and mini hot dogs. Kyle in California. Kyle, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Hey, DP. What's going
on,
boys? I could have sworn I just heard you say Cam could make 40 to 50 million with incentives. I mean, did anybody watch him this year? He could not complete a pass 8 yards downfield, for God's sake. I mean, I got a chuckle when McLovin said, I mean, did you see him week 17 versus the Jets? McLovin, I always wonder why he didn't work for an NFL team. I guess that's why. That makes a little more sense now.
Wow.
And by the way, LeBron last night, couple sweet fadeaways. Lakers first place cruising. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. Like Kyle brings it up like we're surprised. Like, LeBron, couple of sweet little fadeaways there. No, I watched. I can't get jazzed up yet. I've had, like, Knicks fans are going, hey, you haven't been talking about the Knicks. No. Like, how about they play 25 games, then I can see if the Knicks are any good. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm sorry. Wake me up in game 5 of the finals for the Lakers. They're the new Spurs. They are so expected to be excellent that there's. You guys find them interesting to watch? I can't because of that.
Well, with the new personnel, I'm interested. If it was the same roster as last year, no. But you know, this is the time to explore new teams. You know, my Charlotte Hornets, watching the Pelicans a little bit more, watching Sacramento with the drama unfolding there with the Kings. Is Portland going to, show us what they can really be? Golden State with Steph Curry. The Nuggets, I'm still waiting to. By the way, the Heat are still knocking on the door with the Rockets.
Yeah, because I have a source. I said, kind of quiet. He goes, yeah, probably not anymore. I go, why? He goes, I don't know. Looks like maybe they're kind of throwing some guys together again. Draft picks, salaries that got to match. Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. They're still looking at James Harden. Whether it's true or not, there have been other reports on this, but yeah, I thought they'd backed away from it. You haven't heard much. Haven't heard much. But when it's quiet, that's when I start to wonder. Start to wonder. Yeah, Paul.
I watched a little Timberwolves Nuggets last night. I think I just hit the... I rolled
accidentally?
Over. Yeah, I rolled over to get like a Reese's, and I sat on the remote. Next thing you know, I'm watching Ricky Rubio go for 2-1. But you know, Anthony Edwards, the first pick in the draft?
He hit his head on the backboard last night on a dunk.
I don't know if he's good.
Although I don't know if that's good or not.
Right. He can shoot a lot. Like, he has a lot of energy to shoot, but they don't go in. It's early.
It's early. Yeah. It's early. It's early. Has anybody else been watching LaMelo Ball? Yes, McLovin.
I saw a highlight on social media of LaMelo Ball make a behind the back pass. It was like 60 yards and a layup. And I was like, wow, I got to show this to Dan when I get back. It was the most pretty, but I have no idea if he's good. He's a good YouTube player. He's a good clip player.
Yeah. But he's fun to watch. You know, my big concern is he's not good enough to start for the Hornets. That concerns me.
Or the Hornets are so good that LaMelo Ball can't
that's
start
what
with.
It is.
Your Hornets.
That my Hornets. No, I only watch for LaMelo. Yes, Todd.
I have in the process of getting messages from Mr. Mike Floyd. Do we want to save?
How about we save it?
We could save
it. Yeah. Is it a teasable item?
He's giving his opinion on what the league may do with the Browns' contingency.
Todd, let me try it again. Is it teasable?
It's very teasable,
you,
and
Todd.
This is going to affect the rest of your
Thank
week
you,
into
Todd.
The weekend.
Yes, Susie.
Isn't it funny timing that Mike just happened to get back to you during this segment? Well, isn't that interesting?
Well, after you hit send, wow.
I sent him an email and gave him some time to get back to me since he hasn't in what we think is a comfortable time for us to get a response.
Funny
I
timing.
Send
him,
a
and now he responded to
did
my
Did you
text.
Send a follow-up?
I did send a follow-up because I sent him an email because I always harass him with texts. So I sent him an email, gave him about an hour.
Paulie,
and since you brought it up, I texted him and
Paulie,
he just responded to my text.
You got to check on
I'm not going to put my hands on Todd's computer. I think that's a violation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Just by being around it.
Yeah.
Just so happened to get back to about 3 minutes after.
Yeah, right after I asked for it.
That's something.
Shocker.
Coincidence.
Good call.
Coinkydink.
There's no way Todd sent that email now.
Wow.
I think you forgot.
You guys, at this point, I need to forward you the email that's stamped 10:05, like a minute after you asked me to reach out to him?
Yes.
Correct.
The answer is yes.
Okay, well, I just went through and I deleted it already, so I just can't send it to you.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break here. 21 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. You want to make sure you're keeping your home and your family safe, right? And there's all kinds of bad things out there. Fire, break-in, flooding, medical emergency. Simply Safe Home Security is award-winning 24/7 protection. And I always tell you this. Every time I get ready to tell you about Simply Safe, I go, God, where do I start? And can I get everything in 60 seconds? Because you set it up yourself. You order it online. And it comes right to your house. You want an arsenal of sensors or cameras protecting every inch of your home. And you set it up super easy. You don't have to have a technician, electrician. Once you do it, like the name Simply Safe is, it's simply safe for you to put it, you know, install it. Then the professionals take over, monitoring your home around the clock. And no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople, no installation cost. And right now, my listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. Get the 60-day risk-free trial, nothing to lose. Simplysafedan.com for your free security camera today. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ian Rappaport reporting. Michael Thomas is expected to be practicing and perhaps ready for the Bears. Yes, McClellan.
I saw one questionable. Devin White, the linebacker for the Bucks.
I think he's out. I think Devin White is great.
Well, hopefully Washington will be so banged up that they won't need him.
I don't know if Washington can generate enough offense. I think you're going to have 24 points, it feels like, to win that game against Tampa Bay. And I just don't know if they have enough offense there. I think the defense can keep them in the game with Brady because, as we've seen, you know, you have a front four that's going to put pressure. If you don't have to bring linebackers or safeties or, you know, defensive backs, nickel, you know, coverage there, you know, then Brady is going to have problems with that. But if you can't put the pressure on him, then, you know, I expect Tom Brady to be Tom Brady. By the way, today is the anniversary, 2002, Michael Strahan sacked Brett Favre to break the single-season sack record. Sacked is in quotations there, air quotes, because that's where Brett basically gift-wrapped the single-season sack record for Michael Strahan. He sort of just went over to where Michael was and then fell down. And then got up to congratulate Mike. Like, quarterbacks don't congratulate a defensive player.
He basically hugged him.
Giants' teammates were hugging Favre. They were patting him on the back. Yeah, Paulie?
I went back and watched the entire clip and afterwards, and the commentators didn't critique Favre or Strahan or any of it in the moment. And you really can't find right around there too much criticism of it because Strahan was a really popular player.
Well, so was Favre.
Yeah, and so some people have jabbed it a little bit, but most people, how do you think that play today?
But wasn't Troy Aikman on the call? Was Troy Aikman making, was he with Moose Johnston on the call? Yes, he.
I don't have that much of a problem, actually, with what Brett Favre did.
Brett
because,
Favre.
Like, there was really nowhere he could go. The, like, right tackle or whoever who just let Strahan sort of olayed right by him, that's the dude who let it happen.
But he didn't get congratulated by the Giants, right?
Yeah. He got, you know, $1,000 from them, I think.
Ooh. Maybe he got an autographed jersey.
Yeah. But jersey swap.
I Joe Judge would not put up with that.
We played 12 on every down. New York Giants.
Want to earn every bit of it. He didn't deserve that record.
He's going to give it back. I thought Troy Aikman was on the call in that game.
I think it was Aikman, Stockton, and Moose. I think you're right about
that. Oh, okay. This. Yeah, Dick Stockton. Yes, Paul.
That's one of those things where, you know, you got to be tough to critique that type of thing because Strahan was...
Nowadays?
I think it'd be different.
Yeah, we would be all over this.
It would be an all-day topic. Let's say someone did it for Watt. Pretty popular player, similar to Strahan. Oh. And it was like... I would do it. I let him. I don't even play football.
I like how whenever we say J.J. Watt's name, it's like J.J. Watt.
He's either going to be a Bear or a Packer next year. I think a Packer. But his wife, Mrs. Watt, plays in Chicago.
Okay.
Bears need lots of help.
I don't know if I could. Well, who knows? That's a long way off there. But I think his days in Houston are numbered. Okay, so did we find out if Todd actually sent an email or a text to Mike Florio asking the question? What was the question, Todd?
The question was, is there contingency plans if things continue to go sideways with the Browns? Are they playing this game Sunday night against the Steelers no matter what?
Okay.
Are they going to reschedule it? If so, when would they reschedule it? And Mike Florio got back to us, and if you guys are ready, I will share what he sent me.
Now, this is the first email you sent, or the...
I sent an email at 10:05, which may or may not have been doctored, but if you take my word for it, it was sent at 10:05.
Wait, you doctored it?
I wouldn't be able to do it. I barely know how to check my email.
Okay.
You know, the IT guy in the back has weird tricks to maybe...
Alan would
like
not
somebody.
Do that.
I don't
Alan,
think he would.
He would not.
He's got integrity. I sent a follow-up text after you guys accused me of not sending him a note at all, and I immediately got a note back from Mike, and he says, they're playing the game unless there's an uncontained outbreak. They say there isn't. The question is whether the NFLPA at some point disputes that. No idea what that would do to post as far as postponing the game by a week, by a day or two, forfeit. No idea. They want to get the games in, even if the water boy is the head coach and the punter is the quarterback. Sorry I saw your email, but I've been slammed.
Oh, you just added that.
Okay, and now I have to send a screenshot of this to you guys.
Are you okay? You're running out of breath there.
I did. I got a little verklempt there.
I know. I don't like guys who are breathy. You know,
you don't like that. It doesn't get you excited at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, no, Todd. It's always,
I wasn't trying to be sexy. No, it's me being out of shape and trying to say sentences too fast.
You run out of air, but you keep talking.
I do. And I tend to repeat myself.
Because, and then I, Florio, said.
It sounds like my mic is breaking up, but it's just me almost passing out.
Let me get off Todd for a moment here, okay? Like, why don't you guys lay off at Todd, okay?
At least till the end of this segment, because we still have another full segment after this one.
Let's go to Anthony in Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
How's it going, Dan?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, I'm the one. I'm a mailman, so December's kind of busy for me. So that's why I didn't call in during December. But I'm the one that had to bet with Todd for a pie to the face for the Washington football team making the playoffs.
When did you make that bet, and what was...
Like right at the... It was right at the beginning of the year. It was because it was the same day that the guy called about the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, Esteban.
I was on like right after. Yes, I was on right after him, and it was that the Washington football team would make the playoffs, and it was with Todd for a pie to the face.
Todd, you somehow forgot that.
I have a very Sean McVay recollection of that, but if that's in fact the case, I'll take his word for it. And if it requires a pie to the face, I'm not.
Well,
gonna
it does.
Do I'm not going to hide from that. Then we'll do what we need to do.
Okay. Anthony, what kind of pie and when would you like for us to plaster?
Is there a chance it could be done tomorrow? I'm off tomorrow. Let Todd pick the pie, whatever pie he
Okay, whatever pie. Anthony, we'll give you a heads up. We'll try to get the backroom guys. Maybe they could pull something together. But thank you, Anthony. And congratulations on that's a pretty good bet there that he's capitalizing.
Thanks a lot, Doug Peterson.
Yeah. So now you have a problem with Doug Peterson.
Now more than ever. It's like, what? Nick Sudfeld, you guys could have pulled it out at the end.
Nate Sudfeld. What kind of pie do you want?
Leaning towards blueberry? Messy is messy, but as far as I'll end up eating some of the pie, that doesn't fall on.
How about you make it?
You have to make
the pie, and then you can pick somebody to smash you in the face, or you can do it to yourself.
I have no chance of being able to make a pie successfully.
Oh, no, I think you could. I got a kitchen.
Making blueberry pie with whipped cream or something like
that. All right. Well, you know what? I'll see if maybe Tyler, the creator, or Ario, one of the backroom guys. How about we'll film the making of the blueberry pie? How's that?
That'll be interesting.
All right. So tomorrow,
to say the least.
Dress accordingly. Because today you are dressed up.
Yeah, I did get a little dressed up.
Yeah, you look very nice.
Usually a little just throwing on the Bronco jersey and sweats or
but
something.
But why? What happened?
I don't know. I just felt like a...
Parent-teacher conference?
Job interview?
Remote Zoom parent-teacher conference.
Job interview. You could stop right in Bristol on the way back home.
Levitard.
You can't wear an Elway jersey with parent-teacher conference.
Levitard.
Yeah.
He doesn't usually have good guests on, so maybe he could hire you.
Well, we'll chat.
Yeah. Levitard reached out, so I told him, I said, let me know when you're able to come on the show. We'd love to have you on. Yeah, Paul.
One of my favorite Fritzy outfit moments, we were at the pairing party at Pebble Beach, where all the golfers and celebrities are there. It's really hard to get into, and our management got us in. And we walk in, we're all wearing kind of golfish Pebble Beach-ish clothes or whatever you're there. And Todd walks in a blazer, like a tweed blazer and pants and a tie, and then the actor Chris O'Donnell, very famous actor Chris O'Donnell, walks in with the exact same outfit as Todd. And we said, you guys both look like substitute teachers or like undercover cops.
I thought you looked nice, Todd.
I appreciate it. It didn't quite fit the whole decor of what was going on in that location.
Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jess, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Hey,
thank you for taking my call. And it's great to have you and the boys fully assembled and back. I have a question about the Packers, but before I do, I had to say that I listen to the Black Pumas, and that's really great stuff. It's like a psychedelic soul. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
But I had a music recommendation for you in return.
Okay.
And you've probably heard of him. He's from the White Stripes, Jack White, his solo stuff.
Yeah.
I gave it a real listen. He played on SNL recently with Bill Burr, and his two performances on SNL were pretty mind-blowing. So if you're up for it, give those a listen.
Yeah, I did. I saw that performance. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live, but I watched those performances. I watched the clips there. So,
my question about the Packers is, do you see their record of 13-3 at this year as more legitimate and indicative as the team they are and can be as opposed to last year when it was 13-3 and I think we all knew they were deeply flawed in the run game?
Well, they don't have to go to San Francisco. I think that that helps, Jesse. You have home field advantage. So I think that, and thanks for the call, 13-3, it'll feel a little bit better, I think, this postseason just because you have that number one seed overall. Going on the road and playing San Francisco, and look, San Francisco was built to beat you. That run game, you don't have to throw many passes. And just control the clock, and that's exactly what they did. But it feels – Green Bay didn't sneak up on anybody this year, I don't think. I don't think the NFC was great, but, Green Bay didn't – and they won some big games. But when, you had that Tampa game, that's when people, I think, jumped off the bandwagon. They were like, oh, these guys didn't learn anything. They're flawed. And, beating Tennessee, shutting down Derrick Henry, and, I think that they stepped up because I thought they were a 10-6 team last year. They played like a 10-6 team, and then they got exposed by San Francisco. But this year, if you say they're going to the Super Bowl, I would not be surprised at all. Yeah, Paul.
I have a bunch of different NFL quarterback ranking lists from August. I've got Aaron Rodgers at 9.
I hate those.
I know, lists. But here was it was the common riff on Aaron Rodgers that he was declining. That was in this summer. I could find you half a dozen lists that have Aaron Rodgers not in the top 5 quarterbacks in the league from reputable people. I'm talking in August.
Yeah, I don't know why it just felt like the NFL world turned completely on Aaron Rodgers, that he somehow forgot to play and that he wasn't a good teammate. We heard that. He's not coachable. He changes plays at the line of scrimmage. Now, are those things still true? Because I haven't heard anybody say anything. Last I look, Rodgers is the same guy. But is he changing plays at the line of scrimmage? Is he defying his coach? Is he a selfish player? Is he not a good teammate? I don't know what's still true. Yes,
it's a pretty solid response to his team drafting a quarterback and no one to really help him. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a year to put up an MVP season when the talk going into it was, whoa,
oh,
why'd they do that?
And I still don't know why they did it. And if I said to Green Bay, you could do a do-over, would they still take Jordan Love? Because he's going to be sitting on the bench at least next year. At least next year. Yeah, McLovin.
But you can't say they had to take a wide receiver. They had the best passing offense in the NFL. They clearly didn't need a wide receiver.
Well, when's the last time a quarterback said, hold on, we got too many wide receivers here?
Right, but it obviously didn't hurt them.
How about this? How about somebody who actually would get on the field to help you this year? How about any position?
Yeah, like a lineman.
Yeah, just anybody who would have helped you. I'll take a linebacker. I'll take a nickelback. Like just somebody who's going to get on the field to help you. Jordan Love is not getting on the field anytime soon, unless something happens to Aaron Rodgers physically. But so you drafted a guy who's not going to help you, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be MVP this year. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I love the first two seasons of Cobra Kai. Season three, I think I'm three episodes in. I don't know. I got to put my rally hat on here because, you know, I like Ralph. I think he's done a great job in bringing that back to life. But season three, just not grabbing me, McLovin.
The end of episode nine, you're going to be so fired up, you're going to start running the streets looking for a karate fight.
Really?
Well, maybe not, but by the way, in your high school,
I'd be looking for a dojo, not a karate fight.
Did people settle things with karate in your high school? Because that never happened in my high school, but it seems to be a big deal in these high schools.
No, I don't remember. I think it usually, ended with one punch. Usually that was about it. Cause, you didn't have these orchestrated West Side Story, but it's karate. You know, whether all this synchronicity and bodies flying all over the place. But yeah, it was usually just one punch. Yeah, Paul.
Did you guys have a guy in your grade school or high school that you just didn't want to mess with? Like the whole town knew that's the last guy in town you want to fight. And you do you still remember his name? Most people have him.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple. But well, but I was a jock, so you know, I just they sort of left me alone. As long as you don't infringe on their territory, steal their cigarettes or steal their girl, and I wasn't going to do either. And they had a car and I had a bike, you know, so it's I wasn't on a level playing field. Yeah, McLevin.
My first day of high school, day one, some football player comes up, picks me out of the freshman table, says, come with me. I have to walk across freshman, puts me in front of the three meanest kids in the whole school. I remember their names, Tom Kier, Andre Opaku, and Ted Glazer, all about 6'5", 300 pounds, the star football player. They made me take up their trays, and one of them pushed the ketchup into my nose. This is day one. And they were so scary that I wasn't even like, should I have fought back? There was no question I should not have fought back.
We had a big thing where the seniors would de-pants the freshmen. Did you guys have that?
Sure. Yeah, you got pantsed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would take your pants and then run it up the flagpole and do things like that.
Good old days.
Yeah.
Did you get, so you didn't get bullied at all, even as a freshman, because you were a good basketball player?
No, they tried to, you know, de-pants me, but I don't remember getting bullied. I saw it, but I don't remember getting bullied. Yeah, Paul.
I did a little bit as a freshman. I think having an older sister helped me, but there was a kid who was a pretty good football player when I was a freshman in high school. He tripped me with like the lunch tray, the classic, you know, I fell, went all over like a yard sale. 30 years later, he's emailing me for Bears tickets. He goes, hey, I heard you're on the Dan Patrick Show. Can you help me get Bears tickets? I'm like, you're the guy who put my face into mashed potatoes.
I might have been in eighth grade, maybe eighth grade, maybe freshman year. And I remember there was a guy, I think his name was Ken Fennell. And he told me not to leave my house or he was going to beat me up. I spent the entire summer at my house.
Oh, no.
Because this girl liked me, but he liked the girl. Uh-huh. And he would ride up and down my street on his bike. Had one of those Mustang seat bikes, those banana seat bikes. And he said, if you leave your house, I'm going to beat you up.
That's a rough summer.
Yeah, it was. And then my mom would be like, Danny, go out and play. Come on. I go, no. Nah,
look pale. You need some fresh air.
I'll stay around the house and help you, Mom. Yeah. Yeah. I never saw him. I don't know what happened after that. But I just know that he just ride up and down the street.
What if he's still there? Like,
still
Patrick
riding
guy's
up
never
and
left
down
the
street.
He's, mission accomplished.
He's still on his bike. He's 60 years old. Well, I'm sure the girl still likes me, too. Let me see. Jerry in Arizona has been holding. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Dan. I was just calling in to add to your movie actor list of NFL players.
Okay.
Brian Bosworth.
Oh, yeah. Bos has done a pretty good job there. Actor?
Nnamdi Asamoah.
Nnamdi Asamoah. He's got a TV show now. He was doing Broadway. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, Nnamdi Asamoah, who's married to
Mrs. Asamoah?
No. Famous actress. She was on. Yeah, McLovin.
Wow, Kerry Washington.
Yeah, Kerry. There you go. Yeah, Nnamdi Asamoah, the former defensive back. He's married to Kerry. And then he's on a new TV show, and I think he was doing something on Broadway. And then Brian Bosworth, did he do Stone Cold?
Yeah. He's a biker gang. He infiltrated a biker gang.
And now is he doing the Dr. Pepper?
Yep.
College football stuff? I liked Boz. He was a character. He got caught up in being too much of a character, but whenever we had him on, I liked him. It just can't help but think of Bo Jackson when you think of Brian Bosworth. Yeah, that didn't go well. All right, let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. McLovin, final results of the poll question.
Who's in the most trouble this weekend? Everyone says Cleveland, right away over Washington and the Rams.
Yeah. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Perhaps I should have given you a little more love for Sean McVay on Jared Goff's status.
Yeah, I thought McVay was pretty good. He was McVay.
In the moment, I don't know why. Maybe it's just a little jealousy. I should have given you more.
I don't know why you get competitive with me. Like, we're friends.
That was silly. It was just
like, if you ever came up with one, I'd be like, that was awesome, Todd.
You're supportive, and I didn't return the favor. That's not nice on my part.
McLovin, what did you learn today?
Workable. That's Todd's expression.
Oh, I know. He said that was workable. Sean McVay.
Workable plus.
That's like the new efforting.
That's workable.
Don't ever question Todd's email integrity. Ever.
Paulie?
Todd dressed up today, all earth tones.
What we learned brought to you by Built Bar, simply the best tasting protein bar around. We love all 18 amazing flavors. Hey, Built Bar, we need another shipment, by the way. Mint brownie, coconut almond, pumpkin chocolate chip cookie. You'll believe me when you taste it. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code DP for 20% off. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.